Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mariah Morley and Emma Campbell. They are with the 4-H Club here in Carbon County with USU Extension. We're going to talk about a couple of workshops that they've got coming up starting in March. But first, we're going to kick all the way to April because this one's really important. We're going to talk with Mariah about a really fun opportunity for those kids that are just kind of maybe looking to make a little extra money in the summertime. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, Mariah, we're going to start with you. You are the facilitator for the babysitting club. Let's talk about that, some of the things that kids are going to learn and any fees or anything that are going to be involved with it.
Okay, so there is a $5 fee for the club. It's just to get a kit of all the activities that we have. They're going to learn to make Play-Doh and to make a bunny, it's called. It helps when kids are hurt. There's also going to be information about emergencies and what to do in that. And there's also some fun games and activities that they can do.
So kind of just a how-to get you through that babysitting job. And because this is something that kids do a lot in the summertime, even, you know what, even if you're not charging, even if you're just watching your younger siblings, this is good information for them to know. What's one of the main things that you want kids to take away from this?
I want kids to know that this is a lot of information, but it'll help them all throughout their life. And also that it's not just for girls. Boys can definitely do it as well.
I used to babysit. I've got to say, I was the best babysitter in the neighborhood. There were no other kids my age in the neighborhood, but I was the best one. You got to look at it that way. Always look on the bright side, right?
For sure.
So once again, when is this going to happen? When does it start?
April 13th, 20th, and 27th. So it's all Tuesdays.
All Tuesdays. You said there is a $5 fee. Now, if anybody's interested in signing up for this one, who do they need to contact? What do they need to do?
They need to go to zsuites.org and sign up through Eventbrite, and they'll be able to pay their fee and sign up.
Okay, is this another thing that there's going to be information for it on your guys' Facebook page as well?
Yes.
Okay. Emma, it's your turn now.
All right, I'm ready.
Emma Campbell, she is the facilitator. She's actually the health and wellness intern for 4-H. We're going to talk about, you know what, this is a class that a lot of people need, a lot of teenagers need it, and it's called the I Can Do Club. And let's talk about, what is it all about? What does it cover? What do they need to do for this one?
Yeah, so there's no fees for this 4-H club, which is great. So the kids just come and we talk all about resilience and coping skills and how to get through all the problems we face in life. Not only learn those skills, but also create fun activities that they can do well going through hard times. We make a little glitter jar that they learn how to do meditation and mindfulness activities with. We also make a stress relief kit, which is really great for them. And the one of the biggest things we do is create a mindfulness and resilience playlist that really helps kids through those hard times. Music is a great way to have a stress reliever. So they leave with a really cool playlist at the end of it.
And you said this is your second year of doing it. What were some of the things that you took away from it last year that were like, you know what, we're going to do this again this year, and this is because it was really good the last time we did it?
The kids really, really want to focus on problems that they're facing. Sometimes when planning, I thought of like adult problems, but after working with the kids, I realized like the important things of school and parenting, like parenting things that they face. One of the biggest things we talk about is control, how we have control over situations. Even if it doesn't feel like it, we can control our emotions. So I really took away from the kids' aspect and what they're seeing.
And in teaching this class and in doing this workshop, what are some of the things that you want the kids, the participants, to take away from it?
So at the end of this 4-H club, I really want the kids to be able to leave with healthy coping skills and resilience skills so that when they do face new problems in life, that they are ready to face them in a healthy way. A lot of people have negative and unhealthy coping skills, and I really want these kids to know how to effectively get through these problems.
Okay, so this starts once again on March 15th, and when does it run and how is it going to work?
So it starts March 15th, which is a Monday. We go from 3 to 4 p.m., and then we go till all the way till April 27th, and it's the first third and fourth Monday of every month.
Okay, so if somebody wants to sign up for this one, how do they do that?
Kind of the same as the babysitting club. You just go to zsuites.org and sign up for the I Can Do It Club. It's also going to be on the Facebook. We have an updated flyer. So.
Okay, and this one, it's free if you're a 4-H member. How much does it cost to be a 4-H member?
$10
okay,
for
and
the
that,
year.
And that membership is good, and the year ends in September, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you've got any questions that you need answered, anything like that, probably one of the best ways is hop on the 4-H website and the 4-H Facebook page here for the Carbon County Extension, and they'll have everything in there that you need. 4-H is a great group, and these ladies, they're just going to try and teach as much as they can. Babysitting is a great thing, and you know what? Coping skills, even some adults need coping skills right now. Thanks so much, ladies, for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.